So raise your hand if sometimes you can focus on your breathing the whole time when we practice mindful breathing. Yeah. Raise your hand if sometimes your mind starts thinking of something else. So you get kind of distracted. You're not paying attention to your breathing anymore. That happens to me too sometimes. So, yeah. Sometimes our mind wanders away, and even when we ask it to kind of stay put and focus on our breathing. And for most of us, this happens a lot, actually. And today we're going to learn how to be mindful of our thoughts and return to our breathing. And this is kind of fun. There's lots of different ways you can do this. So we're going to try one more minute of mindful breathing, and we're going to use the anchor words, breathing in and breathing out. Yes, Bella, you have a question? Can you make yourself breathe? Yeah, just do whatever feels right for you. And yep, and then just notice what happens. Okay, so we're just gonna try and stay focused on every breath. But when the first thought pops up into your mind to distract you, just raise your hand. Okay? And then you can keep your hand raised. And then it could be like about something you've done or something you need to do or just some random thought. And that's okay. Whatever it is, just notice it, raise your hand, and then put your hand back on your anchor spot and continue breathing. So when you breathe, you probably feel it somewhere special, like your belly or your chest or your nose. Or you can just put your hand somewhere on your body. But when you notice a thought, raise your hand and then bring it back to your body where you feel your breath. Question? I don't think you could get your foot to the spot. But so yeah, try your hand, see what happens. Okay. We're going to allow our eyes to close and then just notice what it feels like to breathe. And then when you get a little distracted and a thought pops up, raise your hand. And then bring it to that spot on your body where you feel your breath, and then focus back on your breathing. Then if you have another thought, raise your hand. And then just bring your hand back to your body, in that spot where you feel your breath. And if you want to keep your eyes open, that's fine too. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So raise your hand if you're able to keep your attention on your breathing the whole time. Me neither. You raise your foot. Raise your that's what I was gonna say. Raise your hand if your attention wandered away. Mine did too. Right. Can anyone tell me what your first thought was? You don't have anything to say, Bella? Okay. I can't remember. I don't know if I remember what my first one was. I think it was something about just wanting to check the video. Yeah. Well, it was good though. I think it just helps us know that it's okay. Our mind wanders away, and then we can just bring it back. That's kind of how it goes. Everybody thinks we can be mindful of thinking along the way. Okay, we're gonna add another tool to help us be mindful of our thinking. And we're going to go back to our anchor and use our anchor words. So the anchor is where you really feel your breath in your body. It's where you really notice your breath. Does everybody have a place where you notice your breath when you're breathing? Maybe it's your belly. Maybe it's your chest. Okay. And your neck. Yep, you can put your hand there gently on your neck too. Okay. So this time, when you notice a thought, you're going to say thinking, thinking. And then you come back to your anchor words. You can say breathing in, breathing out. Put your hand on your anchor spot. That's fine. Just when you notice thinking, it means we've left the anchor words or the anchor spot and we can come back. Okay? Yes. It's more like an identifier, like you're identifying, oh, I'm thinking right now and I'm maybe not focusing on my breath. So I say thinking, thinking, and I bring my hand back to my anchor spot and back to my breath. It can be your toes. Sure. Can it be anywhere? Yep. Wherever you want it to be for this 1 minute. Are you ready? Your video. I lost you there. There. Maybe we can get us all. Can you, maybe everybody can see each other now. I'm not sure. Michelle's missing. You're on mute, Artie. That's okay. Hi there. I think Michelle might have popped out and is coming back in. There she is. Good. I got it. Yes, we're here. I was trying to figure it out. Sorry, my first time. That's better, though. We can see who's here. We may have a couple more joiners. We'll see. I haven't heard that they wouldn't be here. Okay, so we're going to spend 1 minute. And we're just going to... You can do it either way. You can raise your hand if you have something that distracts you and then put your hand on your anchor spot. Or you can say thinking, thinking to yourself and bring your attention back to your anchor spot. Okay? That's right. Okay, so we can just allow our eyes to close or you can do it with your eyes open. And bring your attention to your breath. And if it helps, you can put your hand on your anchor spot where you feel your breath. Then if you have a thought, can identify it thinking, thinking. And just bring your attention back to feeling your breath. Okay, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. If they were closed. So raise your hand if you were able to pay attention to your breath and no thoughts interfered. No. And raise your hand if you noticed a thought. Me too. I think it looks like Michelle's screen is a little frozen. We'll see if she comes back in. Looks like it's just us. There we go. Back in. No problem. No problem. You're on mute, Michelle. Hey. Okay. It happens. Okay. So how did that work for you? The thinking, or just bringing your hand back to your body on your anchor spot? It could. It could. Is that what it did for you? Okay. I hear you, Nishan. Are you saying thinking? Oh, it's Thomas over there. Okay, that was Nishan. Okay. So sometimes we have thoughts we don't want to have. Pardon me. And by noticing them, we can more easily let them go. Like, say that you need to listen to your teacher, or you're trying to focus on something you want to get done, or you're trying to go to sleep at night, and you have something that just feels a little bit like it's you're having a thought that you don't want to be having, then you can pay attention in this way, and then you can let go of the thought a little bit. Just, it's more than letting go, in my experience, it's just kind of redirecting my attention. So I think of it kind of like a boomerang. Does everybody know what a boomerang is? It's a kind of like a frisbee, but it kind of goes like this. It's like this shape, and when you throw it out, it comes back, or it's supposed to come back. So sometimes our attention, if we think of our attention as something inside us, like a flashlight, you can flash it wherever you want to flash it, and our attention goes out to something we're thinking or something we're worried about, and then we bring it back to our body and our breath. That just helps us have a little bit more space and calm when we need it. Okay. So you have a very useful mindful tool, just paying attention to your thinking and then being able to bring your attention back to your breath and your body. And Bella, before I answer your question, I do want to say that I was thinking about you in between classes, and about you saying that sometimes, you know, you feel like you have to breathe, you have to kind of force yourself to breathe. And I was glad that you brought up today that, you know, could I have my anchor spot be my toes or anywhere else in my body? Because that's another way that you can just become aware of yourself and bring mindfulness to your body, is to feel another place in your body, whether it's your feet or your hands or your ears, or pay attention to something else, some other area in your body, maybe your belly, and then gradually focus on your breath. Now, do you have a question? Could be any thought. Could be any thought you just don't want to have. Yep, you can see how that works for you. Sometimes it's good to talk about those, though, too, with your mom. like your attention can go a lot of different ways? It can, and that's, mindfulness is helpful in helping us focus just little bits at a time. And then we can build in more focus in other areas of our lives. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That work for you? Yes. That's good. Okay. Magical trash can. That's nice. That reminds me of a book I read recently. I can't remember the title, but it was kind of like that, talking about yucky thoughts and how to let them go. Okay, so we're going to move on from the thoughts bit, which, you know, at different ages, being aware of our thoughts is a different experience. So with younger kids, it might not be as problematic. but you know, you could do this with feelings too, how someone is feeling, and if they just to become aware of the feelings. And we're going to talk about emotions more in another class, but just to become aware of feelings, just bringing our attention to them and then bringing it back to the body. So it's not to push anything away, but just to become aware of it. And sometimes doing that can help it kind of go on its way, because otherwise we might be trying to push it away, but then it stays there because it needs attention, needs the flashlight. Yes, Bella? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy? Yep. Yeah. It's good to notice those things, yeah, when we're happy. Good to notice when we're feeling happy. All right, are you ready to move on to the second part today? Yeah. Everybody ready? Okay. All right. So we have been learning all these different ways to be mindful. That I, you know, the thing about mindfulness is that we're really aware in these ways sometimes anyway. But when we bring attention to how we can do it more, then we can help ourselves in different ways. So like we have more tools to work with in our lives. So you've learned how to be mindful of sound and your breathing and how your body feels and thoughts and how to send kind thoughts. And I'm wondering if you feel like you could be mindful with your eyes. Can you use your eyes? Yes. I think I see Michelle, you there? Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if your screen was frozen. Okay, very good. And I did, before we move on too, I did send some little cards you can print out. Yeah, so that you have, I meant to get them done a little earlier, but I didn't, and so here they are. You can print those out, and then you have a little pointer for practicing these things. So anyway, so we're going to try mindful seeing, using our eyes mindfully, and just kind of see what we notice and see what happens. So we're first going to begin by getting our mindful bodies on. So we just bring, everybody's probably got their mindful body on already. Uh-huh. Hmm? Yeah? Okay. So this time we don't need to close our eyes. We can just allow our bodies to be very still. And then let your eyes move around and just look around you and see what you notice for a few seconds as you look around in the room that you're in. Okay, now look at one spot on the floor in front of you and don't move your eyes for one whole minute. Just look at that spot on the floor. You can blink, but just don't move your eyes. If your eyes accidentally move away, just bring them back to looking at that one spot. Okay, now you can move your eyes if you'd like. Now you made your eyes really strong like an animal's. Can you tell me what kind of animals have really strong eyes? Eagles. Mm-hmm. Rhinoceros. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Lion, maybe, or a tiger? Or a hawk? Cats? Birds of prey. RT, you're on mute. Did you guys want to say anything? It's okay if you don't want to. Okay. 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 So we're going to pretend that we have animal eyes that we can see really, really well. And we're going to keep our mindful bodies on, but we can move our head so we can look around the room. And we're going to move very slowly and look very carefully. So look around your room and see if you notice something in your room that you really haven't noticed before. You've probably been in this room lots of times, but just see if there's something you did not notice before. And then when we're done, we'll share. Just looking to see. Okay. All right. Are you ready to share? What did you see that you really don't usually see? You don't notice it so much. Go ahead. Hi, Thomas. Okay. Well, you saw something you didn't see before. Oh, yeah.
Maybe three.
Maybe three. Okay. I felt like I was seeing my carpet in a new depth. Yeah. Okay. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to combine mindful listening and mindful seeing. So, this is something that you might not have seen before. I'm going to give you a challenge. You can listen to it a couple times. This is the one that I just started with this class, but not everybody has seen this yet. Oh, I kind of did that wrong, didn't I? Okay. Okay, so the first time you're going to be mindful with your eyes closed. And then because this is a new sound, and just because you're listening to it, you might want to open your eyes. But go ahead and keep them closed until the sound is finished. Then we're going to listen to it again with our eyes open. Okay. So this first time we're going to do it, we're going to be mindful of the sound with our eyes closed. All right. All right, raise your hand if you kept your eyes closed the whole time. Did you want to peek? Okay. I'll have to keep it closer. Closer to my mic, see if it'll be better. I wonder if the other bell is a little bit... Is the other bell a little longer? Okay. All right. So this time, we're going to do it, but you're going to have your eyes open while we're listening. And just have your eyes open like animal eyes and see what you see that maybe you didn't notice before. Anywhere. In your room. Just around you. We're just going to deepen that experience of the mindful seeing. You ready? Okay. So we're mindful listening and mindful seeing. Okay. What was it like to both listen and use the mindful seeing at the same time? Not for very long, because the bell, you can't hear it for very long. Okay. Was it hard to listen and look around at the same time, or was it okay? Okay. All right, kids. Well, using mindful eyes will help us notice things that we really didn't notice before. So give it a try when you're outside or just like in a new environment or even an environment that you've been in before. Use your mindful eyes to look and see what you notice, maybe about the leaves or the sky or the clouds. Or each? Yes. Let's see. You might even notice something like in your own kitchen or bedroom that you haven't noticed in a while. Okay. Before we close today, I'd like to just ask if there are any questions. No questions. That's okay. If you have any questions, you can talk to your mom about emailing them or save them for next time. All right, let's close with a few more moments of mindfulness in the bell. Okay, Bella, do you have a question before we begin or end? I didn't hear. It's not related. Do I have what? Oh, no, not right now, but I love cats. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Thank you all for being here today. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Yep. Bye, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.